What is up, everybody? Right now, I'm just getting things set up and going. We're going to be getting started in just a second. As you're coming in, go ahead and say hi. Let me know that you're here. Let me know where you're coming in from. And I will be kind of in the background here for a second, just getting everything set up and going. Everybody, as you guys are coming in, go ahead and drop me a message in the chat. If you guys can currently hear my voice, you can see my screen, and you can hear the music, go ahead and let me know. And I know that all of the sound and all of that is working as well. Go ahead and drop a message in the chat if you can hear me right now. Got to turn it down. How's that? Is that better, Whitney? Awesome. Just getting the live feed set up to be patched through to Facebook. We've got about 9 people in the webinar. We've got over 260 registrants. The webinar itself will only hold 100. Generally, most people don't all show up for the webinar, but I do expect that we might hit the 100 mark. So if you know anybody who is wanting to be on this webinar, then make sure to let them know. They can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers if they run into any issues getting on the webinar itself. Alrighty, webinar is live on Facebook, or at least it's finishing up. I'm going to give it just a few more minutes. The planned time to start is about 2 o'clock. I just wanted to hop on and make sure that we had everything set up and ready for people to go. The call is now live on Facebook as well. So if folks need to, they can hop in there. I might pull that back up in a bit so that I can monitor comments, but mostly I'm gonna stick to monitoring the chat that's going on in the live call itself. All right, everybody, as you guys are coming in, go ahead and drop me a message in the chat. Let me know where you're coming in from. Also, if you guys have any questions that you would like me to, prepare for, anything that you are specifically hoping to address, feel free to drop those questions into the Q&A. The Q&A is separate from the chat itself, but it makes it a lot easier for me to manage them and keep track of what's going on with the questions and what I've answered or not. So drop those in the chat if you have any, or in the Q&A if you have any questions. Helen, welcome from Rancho Cucamonga. I was actually just out there this last summer. We live full time in an RV, traveling the country, and I was I stayed overnight, I think, at the Bass Pro Shop there. Yeah. Cool. Joanna, good to see you. Good to have you on here. I see a lot of people in attendance. Angela, Aris, it looks like, Bree, Bruce, Buddy, Candace, Dan, Ellen, James, Joanna again, Joanne, Kate, Kim, Lavonda, Lisa, all you guys, thank you for coming on, guys and gals. Excited to share this content with you. As you're coming in, say hi, drop a question in the Q&A if you have a question. We will be getting started in about probably 5, maybe 10 minutes. I might give people a little bit of time to come in and join. And again, if you're just coming in, the webinar itself is potentially going to fill up. We only have room for 100 people in the webinar itself, and we have 260 people registered. Yeah, let me grab you the Facebook link real quick. Great question. Let me grab that for you. It's facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. Should be able to see it there. I'm putting that into the chat right now. I'll go ahead and let me see if I can get that up on the screen as well. Oop. Deposit share. There we go. Text. There we go. Facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. Dale, good to see you on here, man. Good to see ya. Brian, good to see ya from Miami. Nice. Awesome, awesome. So yeah, guys, we're gonna be getting started in just a few minutes. Gonna get everybody time to go ahead and pop in. The planned time to start is in about 3 minutes. So 2 o'clock is the planned time. Again, in case anybody has trouble getting into this, if anybody that you know wants to get into this and are having trouble, we have a limited amount of space in the webinar itself. We can only fit 100 people in the webinar. But the webinar is being live streamed right now to Facebook. You can go there and see that as well. That's facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. So if for whatever reason, if you get booted or if something happens, if you lose your connection and you're not able to get back in, or if you know of somebody who wants to be on this webinar who's having trouble getting in, send them to facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers and they should be able to watch from there. As you guys are coming in, go ahead and say hi. If you have any questions that you'd like me to address on this call, feel free to drop those into the Q&A for me. That'll help me be able to manage them and get to them. Chuck, good to see you. Good to see you, man. Oh, you know what? I was going to turn my video on. Here, let me get my video going so you guys can see me. Hello! Look, I'm here. If you guys can see my face, go ahead and, I don't know, raise your hand, drop a comment, let me know. All right, face is, hold my hand up. There we go. Yeah, nice. All right, awesome. So, yeah. So yeah, we're gonna be getting started in just a second, guys. Just a couple more minutes. Feel free, drop a comment into the chat. One other thing that you guys can do if you want to, by default, your chat is generally selected to be just two panelists, which means I'm the only person who could see them. If you want everybody to see what you're saying, if you wanna kind of get interaction with the community in the Zoom chat, you can feel free to change who you're sending your chat to all attendees. And I believe you could do that. I can do that. And that way you guys can actually have a little bit of a chat with each other as well. If you guys have any questions or want to be able to help each other, if I happen to be distracted. Okay, Dale says that they can change them. Good. So if you guys want to be able to chat with each other, then you can change that in your settings in the Zoom window there from sending it to the panelists, sending it to the attendees. If you guys, again, if you have any questions, and if anybody who's been on here a while, I'm going to be a little bit repetitive as we're getting going. But if you have any questions, drop those in the Q&A. That way I can get to them effectively when it's time. Otherwise, feel free to drop a comment in the chat. Say hi. Let me know where you're coming in from. Excited to share this information with you in a time that might be a little bit frantic for most people. So, yeah. We're going to be getting started in just a second. I'm going to give people Emery, good to see you, Greenville, South Carolina. Nice. We're going to be getting started in just a second. I'm going to give people a couple of minutes to get in and make sure that we have plenty of people in here. What was the other thing? One of the things that you guys can be doing right now, get up, go to the bathroom if you need to, get a drink of water, get a pen and paper, get the kinds of things that you're going to need to stay prepared on this. I am going to be sharing a lot of resources with you. There will be a recording, and I'm not holding anything back, so I'll send you links and whatnot. But I personally find that it helps me to concentrate if I'm taking notes or whatnot, even if I know that I'm going to get that information. So could be a good time to make sure you're prepared for that so you don't have to miss anything later. Aaron, good to see you, man. Okay, well, we've got a lot of comments in here. I got Lynn. Lynn, good to see you. Lots of names I recognize, lots of new names. Candace from Charlestown, West Virginia. Nice. Rima from San Diego. Nice. Aaron, good to see you, man. Jesse from St. Simons Island, Georgia. Nice. Katie Rainiers? I don't know. From Portland. Good to see you here. Jenna from Cincinnati. Awesome. I've got some family out in Cincinnati. Holly from Hamilton, Ontario. Nice. Holly, little known fact. Actually, I grew up in the town of Chino, California, and the city right next to us was named Ontario. And if I recall, it's from the same person or somebody related to who founded Ontario, Canada, where they get their name from. Gabriel, welcome. Welcome. Also hailing from the Great White North. Good to see you. Good to see you, Gabriel. Sean from New Jersey. Nice. Good to have you here. All right, we're going to be getting started in just a couple of minutes, guys. We do have the attendees filling out pretty strong. William, the music is coming from my computer right now. I put it on just that there's something going on in the background. I will be stopping it, though, once we're ready to get going. Sharon, nice to see you. Marcia. Cool. William, Claudia. Good, good. Good to see you guys. Good to have you here. We're going to be getting started in just a second. It's going to give it maybe like another minute or two to let people come in. It does look like we're probably going to pack out. We've got 91 attendees in here right now. We can have a total of 100. So people are probably going to start having a little bit of issues getting in. Again, if anybody has an issue getting in, and you know it, if they reach out to you, if anyone's seeing this, you can always go to facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers and see the live stream. This is being recorded. It's being shared out to Facebook as well. All right. Awesome. Let's go ahead and get started. Let me get this music paused and we will get going. There we go. All right. Boom. Let's go. Let me get that annotation off of there real quick. Clear all drawings. There we go. All right. Awesome, guys. Welcome to this special session right now of our Real Estate Growth Hackers Inner Circle weekly backroom sessions. This is actually something that we normally do every week in my inner circle, but I decided to make this open to the community so that everyone could get in on this information that I think is really relevant for everybody right now. So if you guys are ready to dive in and get started, go ahead and give me a hands up and let me know. I love to get interaction so I can actually know that people are here and paying attention and listening. Awesome. All right. Why is this not letting me move forward? Give me just a second. I think I've got this annotation thing still on. How about now? There we go. All right. Now it's moving. All right. So anybody on this call, who is an Inner Circle member. Just to let you know, this session will be quite a bit different than our normal weekly sessions. Like I just mentioned, this call has been opened up to everybody in the industry. So I'm kind of adapting what I'm up to. So just to let you know, it is going to be a little bit different. For everybody who isn't part of the Inner Circle, welcome. I'm super excited to have you here. I'm super excited to share this information with you. Continuing on. So here is what we're going to be covering on this call. We've got a bit of housekeeping. Then I'm going to be talking about really just diving into the content pretty straight away. So remote real estate mindset. I'm going to talk about tools and ideas. Wow, man, I'm telling you, working on this late at night, typos are going to probably fly high and fast. But tools and ideas for remote work, meeting with clients, prospecting, marketing, which is, in this case, it's largely going to be adapting in-person marketing to remote marketing. I'm going to talk about team and company management and community in terms of the tools and ideas that will help you do that remotely. We're going to talk about remote tools for office and admin. And as well, I'm going to be available for Q&A. So Alice, yes, you guys are muted. And again, if you guys, and actually here, I'll go, I know I have a slide coming out about that. So I'll talk about that in a second. So a little bit about me. My name is Zach Hammer. I'm the founder of Real Estate Growth Hackers. All this information I'm about to tell you, I don't say it to impress you. I just want you to know that I might be somebody that's worth listening to on this stuff. So I've developed strategies that are responsible for over 50 million in closings in the past 24 months. I've managed hundreds of thousands in ad budgets, and I've worked with several of the top agents across the country, including Brett Tanner, Jason Abrams, Brand Gubernick, who I think is potentially on this, or at least somebody connected. Anyway, Kevin Kaufman, Fred Weaver, and more. So I've worked with a lot of really cool people who do really big things, and I've gotten to see a lot of cool stuff and help them do some cool stuff too. In that vein, my life is remote work. Okay. So this is how I do and run my business. So on the left-hand side here, you can see me and my family, in various places. We actually live full-time in an RV traveling the country. I've worked from home for the past 5 to 6 years, and I manage a small team globally. So I'm very well versed, for myself, and how I can run a business, very remotely, right? I work with clients all across the country. I'm very familiar with that. So my hope is that my experience doing that with my business, that I can adapt some of that information to y'all and get it so that you can, implement some of these things to help you through this sort of strange time that the industry is going through right now. Some quick bits of housekeeping. Go ahead and make sure that you guys have removed distractions. Turn off your phone, clear your desk, get ready to learn some information. I don't have anything for sale here. This is 100% education. So get ready to learn from it in order to get the best value out of it. If you guys have any questions, make sure that you're using the Q&A section in the Zoom thing here. That lets me actually see what I've answered or what I haven't answered. If you drop it in the chat, sometimes the chat gets going really active and it's hard for me to make sure that I've answered everything. So if you have a question that you need me to answer, drop it into the Q&A because I really want to make sure that I'm getting your questions answered. And then one other thing that I want you guys to commit to is make sure that as a result of watching this webinar, that you find one thing, something that you can take, that you can put into action. None of this information does you any good unless you actually do something with it, okay? And now more than ever, I think this is incredibly important. So I want to see right now, I want to see people go ahead and put their hands up. I've got you on my other screen over here. I want to see you put your hands up if you guys are going to commit to do at least one thing that's going to help your business as a result of this. All right, awesome. I'm seeing most of you. Still missing a few hands here. Keep going, keep going. All right, cool. I think we got nearly all of you guys active and participating here. Let me go ahead and lower your hands real quick and we'll continue on. So I wanted to say a real quick thank you. There's a number of companies that have been part of promoting this webinar specifically. Nobody's getting paid for this, right? Nobody's making any money right now off of any of this. This is all just us coming together as a community in order to talk about this information and try and keep the industry moving forward in a sort of crazy time. These companies are awesome folks. I really recommend that you check them out. Sisu, I'm going to be talking about them a little bit later, actually, in this webinar itself. But they provide a excellent platform for tracking and seeing dashboards of what's going on in your business. API Nation does a fantastic job of connecting all of your different marketing services and business services together, especially in the real estate world. If you're familiar with Zapier, it's similar to Zapier, except they're more deeply integrated in the real estate community. Smart Inside Sales, I've got Dale on this call right now actually with us. He's been doing some other calls talking about messaging. I appreciate him sharing this message. You guys should check him out if you want to get more clear on messaging. And then my friend Brandy Sappington of Boss Brand Builder has also promoted this. And I feel very, very excited that all of you guys have been able to do this. This is, for me, the highest number of registrations I personally had on a webinar. I know you guys are excited about this, but most of you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these companies promoting. So I definitely recommend you check them out and give them some attention, because they are also working through these things in the same ways that you guys are, trying to keep everything going well. All right, let's continue on. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into the mind map. So most of this webinar is not going to be done with slides like this. I've got a mind map that I will be sharing with you that has links to all these resources. I'm basically going to be walking through that mind map with you. So let me go ahead and pause my share real quick and get that pulled up, and then we'll dive in. All right. I see that Alice said that she lost me. If you guys are still hearing me, go ahead and raise your hands real quick, just that I know that it's not everybody. Awesome. Okay, cool. Looks like Alice, if you still aren't hearing me, it might just be that I might cut in and out a little bit. So if you guys ever lose me enough, feel free to drop a message either in the Q&A or in the chat, just alerting me to that. Okay. So real quick, before I get into this, I've got a question. Will you be speaking, giving advice to how to make money working from home during the COVID-19 lockdown? Yeah, so that's a great question. That's exactly what the point of this is that I'm going to try and give you guys the tools that you need in order to stay afloat and keep doing this. Now, again, I don't claim to have all the answers. A lot of what I'm doing here is going to be sharing from kind of the technology and the tools and the marketing ideas standpoint. But I will be connecting you guys to resources from other people who are into the industry as well, doing some of these same things and having more boots on the ground in terms of the direct hand-to-hand combat of what's going on right now. But this webinar will largely be the tools and systems and software that you guys need to be able to do this. My colleague wasn't able to log in because he hit the max number of registrants. Can I send her a recording after? Holly, yes, you can. Go ahead and you can either send them the link to facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. If somebody could drop that into the chat for me as well, anytime that comes up, that would be really helpful. facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. We are streaming this live on that Facebook page right now. So anybody who isn't able to get in, they can watch it there, but we will also have a recording that we will be sending out to anybody who registered. Listening from Italy, please give us suggestions. Man, you guys have some rough stuff going on right there. I'm hoping what I got for you can be helpful for you. So let's go ahead and dive in. Okay, so first and foremost, I think before we get into the actual tools and the tactics, I think one of the main things that we need to be very clear on is we need to get clear on mindset and kind of who you are in amongst this process. These are not necessarily in any particular order of priority. They're just the ideas that came to mind for me. So one of the ideas that I want to talk about is the idea of self-care. So when you're on an airplane, when they're going through the whole spiel about how you keep yourself safe, they mentioned when that mask drops down, if you have kids or somebody needing assistance, they tell you to put the mask on yourself before you put it on the kids. Because the reality is if you pass out, you're not going to be able to help anybody else, right? So now more than ever, I believe that's important for you to remember. Okay, we got to be taking care of ourselves. You got to make sure that if you're feeling too stressed or if you're feeling overwhelmed, that you do something in order to change your physical and mental state. Turn off the news for a while if you need to. Get up and exercise. Go for a walk. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself physically. Listen to music. Put on something that makes you laugh. Right. You've got to do things that keep yourself in a positive mental state in order to be able to be effective with anything that I'm about to share with you, and in order to be effective for your community. One thing that I did want to share with you, so this will be included in this mind map. I'm going to share it with everybody after this webinar as well. My buddy Ben Atkins actually put out a program that he used to sell, but he's given it out for free during this time. That's like a home workout program that could be an easy way that while you guys might be having to work remotely, that you can still be keeping attention on your body and staying physically active. So you can check that out there when you guys get access to this mind map. So think through, so the next point is think through who you are in the public eye, right? Like right now, people are afraid, okay? And depending on where you are in the world, depending on where you are in the country, things are either more or less serious at this point right now. But the reality is if you downplay this, if you make fun of the people who are taking this seriously, if you like how you present yourself right now in the market is going to be very important for how you're perceived. Okay. So it's not a good strategy to be joking at other people's expense right now. What you really want to be doing is you want to be leaning into the fact that you are part of the solution, that you're seeing paths forward, and that you're positive and optimistic about what can be done in the ways that can be done. Okay. So, in terms of conversations with potential and current clients, the name of the game right now is going to be start with their concerns and listen, right? Find out what's going on. Find out what their life looks like. Find out where they are currently. Okay. You got to start there before you move into the process of even trying to figure out if real estate makes sense for them right now. Now the reality is no matter what's going on in the world, people are going to be buying and selling real estate. So there are likely always going to be opportunities and there are always going to be people who need your help. But don't make the mistake of getting so sales focused that you burn relationships and you put a horrible taste in people's mouth during this time, which is going to be fairly emotional and serious for people. And continuing on, the other thing that you need to be doing, so depending on where you are, this part will change drastically over time. You want to make sure that you have a plan, okay? You want to have a clear and focused plan. You want to, when it comes to working with your clients, when it comes to working with buyers, when it comes to working with sellers, you want them to know that you've thought through some of these things, that you have a plan in place in terms of how you will work with buyers, how you will work with sellers, how you are working to keep people safe, how you're working to properly market their home. You want to have these things thought through so that you can communicate them when they make sense. You can communicate them in your marketing. You can communicate them in your conversations. If you don't have a plan, that's going to come through, right? So in terms of recommendations for this, I've got some places where you can get some more information, but this to me is a really good example of something that you could be doing that can be a good a good plan. This was shared in the Next Level Agents Facebook group, which by the way, if you're not in there, you should be. It's a fantastic Facebook group. But this is an image, a document Jason? Yeah, I believe Jason put this out in order to basically say, here are kind of our guidelines, our rules that we're working with when it comes to working with buyers, comes to working with sellers. Having these things thought through will be a fantastic way for you to make sure that your messaging can stand up in amongst what's going on right now. Okay, the other thing that I want you guys to think about is how can you be a leader right now, okay? So, now is not the time to retreat, to become the hermit, to become the person who's hiding back fearful. Now's the time to step forward and lead. Okay, focus on the paths forward. Be the one that's carving the way forward in the industry. Be resourceful, right? Like right now, we are entering a time that in the image of like traveling through the jungle. Maybe you've been used to following somebody else's path. Well, we're in a time where there's not necessarily as clear of paths anymore, right? So you might need to pull out your machete and start hacking away to clear a path so that you can figure out the things that help everybody, right? So that, that goes within the community in the real estate community, but that also goes outside of the real estate community, right? What can you do to help your community through this? What can you do to be sharing resources and tools so that your community can get access to, the food that they need, the information that they need, those kinds of things. What can you do to be a resource and a help in a time that is going to be scary and hectic for people? What's interesting is that right now that's a hidden opportunity that I feel like a lot of people are missing in amongst the fear. The reality is the connections and relationships that you build in adversity can create massive loyalty that stands the test of time, right? The way that people perceive you and see you in a time of trouble makes a massive difference on how they look at you when things are going okay, right? So use this time as a great way to step forward and show leadership and really impact your community in a good way. Here's some places where you guys can take this further. Now, I mentioned I don't have, the purpose of this isn't to sell you anything. There are some tools and things in here that are paid tools. My goal is that you don't need to buy anything in order to get results. But I also didn't want to do you the disservice of holding anything back that you might find useful as well in your path of trying to figure this out. So for Real Estate Growth Hackers, we have a free Facebook community. You can go to facebook.com/groups/REGH community. That's our private Facebook, not a private Facebook group, but our open Facebook group for real estate agents. It's where I'm going to be sharing a lot of what I'm seeing in the field, what I'm seeing working, those kinds of things. So feel free to join that. We also have the private inner circle, which again, you guys are on the call for that would normally be private. That costs $50 a month. What you get is you get access to all our courses and trainings, get weekly live calls. If that's something that sounds interesting to you, you want to learn more about it, then great. You can reach out to me at support@realestategrowthhackers.com. That's the last thing I'm going to say about it right now. I just want to put it out in case anybody does want to learn more about some of the tools and tactics and things that we've put together. Oops. All right. Another place that you guys should be going to check out some more information. So Smart Inside Sales with Dale. And Dale, I always forget how to pronounce your last name. I think it's Archdeacon. But he's got a Facebook group at Smart Inside Sales. And then if you guys want to email him, he's dale@smartinsidesales.com. Dale is really focused on messaging, on conversion, phone conversions, on conversations. So he's going to have some really great information right now in terms of how you can be adjusting your messaging in light of the craziness going on in the world right now. So again, this webinar is going to be largely focused on tools and software, that kind of thing. Dale is going to be a really great resource for you guys to go to in terms of getting your message right and thinking through objections and those kinds of things in terms of what that actually looks like and how you do that in a real and human way right now. So go. Make sure to check him out. He's awesome there. Rachel Adams Lee, who is also awesome, has a webinar coming up on March 20th, and that's supposed to be 2020. I've got the link for you guys here in this mind map. Again, I am going to be sharing this. It'll come out after we're done with this webinar. I'll send it via email, and I'll probably add it to like the Facebook page and whatnot too. So you'll be able to get this mind map with all these links and everything in there. Another thing that I would recommend doing right now is checking out the book Shift by Gary Keller. If you guys want to read it for free, there's a site called Scribd that I recently signed up for. This is looks like a referral link. If you sign up with this, you get 60 days free. I get 30 days free. Honestly, it just didn't make sense to send it to you and not have you get 60 days free. So if you want to sign up, you can use this link and you can read that book for free. Shift talks about things like this, where it's like, how do you run a real estate business in changing markets? Right now is a really great time to read it. There's a lot of things that are unprecedented right now in terms of what we need to do, but there are a lot of things that people who have been down this road before in down markets, they're familiar with this. People know a lot of this information in terms of what we can be doing, how you could be adapting, and I think now more than ever, it's a great time to be reading it. Okay. Let's go ahead and pop out of that one. Okay, moving forward. Computer's getting a bit bogged down with some of this stuff. Oh, come on. There we go. Let me close this one up. All right, now let's get into more of the tactical stuff that you guys can be doing right now to stay in action, some of the tools that you could be using in order to adapt what you might have been doing before into what you could be doing now. Okay, let me just go through and double check some of these questions real quick before I dive into that. What software am I using to make this mind map? This is MindNode, Kate. Claudia, when you have a chance, which platform? Yeah, Claudia, I've used two different platform so far. I used one called beautiful.ai. And then this right here that I'm in is called MindNode. So that's what's going on there. Can you give us a copy of this graph showing houses and coronavirus? I'm not sure which you're talking about exactly, but yeah, if on any of this stuff you guys have questions, I will be in on the Facebook post after this and via email. I'm more than happy to share anything that I have with you guys. So nothing is held back here. If you guys have anything, reach out to me. Support at Real Estate Growth Hackers. More than happy to share it with you. Okay, done. I wonder if NAR has a COVID statement. I'm not sure, Alice. That would be a worthwhile thing for them to have. She asked if NAR has a COVID statement. I'm not sure if they do. Is there going to be changeable action steps today we can add into our company? Yeah, so there will be. There will be things that you can add. A lot of this right now, it's going to be less like step by step, and it's going to be a lot more. Here are the tools that I use, how I use them, what they're good for, and then some of the ideas of how you could use them. So in terms of given the state of where things are right now, I figure that that's probably the best route, is just to kind of give you guys a wide swath of what you can use, and then you can pick and choose and adapt as you need to. Down the road, over the coming days and weeks, my plan is to put together more specific tactical things where I'm going to walk people through specific strategies. But right now, I just wanted to get as much of these tools and resources out to any of you who aren't familiar with them. All right, awesome. Dale went ahead and dropped a link into the chat about guidelines that NAR has. So go ahead and check those out as well. All right, so meeting and serving clients remotely. Let's go ahead and dive into that. So some tools that are available for this. We've got some software. So for software, Zoom is what I'm using right now for this webinar, but it also works incredibly well for meeting with folks, you know, face to face. Okay. So it's, and you can find it at zoom.us. A couple of things to note about it. You can meet with one or many, even if everyone is remote. So you can meet with multiple people who need to be involved in a conversation, even if multiple people, you know, even if each of those people is in a different place, right? So it doesn't have to be a one-to-one setup. People can call in on their phone, which some of you have done for this. You can join on a smartphone, on a tablet, or a computer. So if you're using this to meet with clients, it's very adaptable to whatever technology and hardware they have. This has the built-in ability to record. You can record locally, or you can record to the cloud and be able to share those things out. So that's a useful thing that's just built in to Zoom. To remove time limits on group meetings, you do need to pay. I forget what the cost is. If somebody could drop that into the chat, that would be worthwhile. I think it's like 10 to 20 bucks a month for the cheapest level of Zoom. But you can actually use Zoom for free. The difference between the free and the paid is if you use the free version, you are limited in I think 40 minutes for, you're limited to 40 minutes in a group meeting. One-on-one meetings, you can go as long as you want, but group meetings are limited. So most of you might need to pay in order to get that ability. Another option that's available is called whereby.com. It's similar to what's going on here with Zoom. I personally use Zoom because I've had better luck with people consistently being able to get in and use it and not have issues. Whereby is still pretty easy to do. It just sometimes has issues. They do have a free plan available that allows up to four people to join with no limits, no cost, et cetera. So in most cases, if you're meeting with clients, where you don't need to have a ton of people involved in it, that could work really well for you. That's whereby.com. But again, the things that I've only ever struggled with is like screen share doesn't always work for people. And sometimes people have a little bit of an issue with it. Zoom just seems to be a little bit less, you know, me having to explain things for people. All right, cool. And people are dropping the costs into the chat there. So it looks like $14.99 a month for Zoom Pro. So that's what we're looking at in terms of software. So again, you can have these conversations essentially face-to-face, even remotely. You guys can see, you can see me, you're seeing my screen. What I'm doing right now is called a Zoom webinar. Zoom has, you know, the Zoom meetings are designed where each person comes on with video and is able to interact more directly. So that's you know, a really great way for you to be able to you know, have client meetings, to have listing meetings, to have buyer agreement meetings, to be able to share slides, share information, share that kind of stuff, and be able to do it live and as close to, you know, a normal meeting as possible. In terms of hardware, You don't need a ton to make this work. Most of you probably already have a device that's going to get you there. So your smartphone is good if you need just like an informal call or meeting, but it's harder to do if you're doing more than just video or audio. So like as a, for instance, if you wanted to share your screen or slides, you can do it on a smartphone, but it's harder and it doesn't work as well. Similarly, tablet or iPad, you can use that as well. It might be a little bit easier, but it's still a little bit difficult and a little bit less intuitive for how you actually share your screen and such on the iPad. But most of you probably have a notebook or a desktop, and you can share your screen, you could share video, you could share audio. It makes it really simple, easy to do. You likely don't need much, if anything, different in terms of devices. If your device does not have a webcam, then you might want to look at getting one in order to be able to do video. It's especially important right now. You know, so much of communication is conveyed through, you know, through body language, through tonality. So as much of that as you can get in a remote environment can be helpful in terms of you being able to really have clear conversations with people. So here's a couple of recommendations for different webcams. The one that I'm on right now is actually this one, the Logitech HD Pro webcam C920. But you can also, this may not be available right now. The Logitech Brio is the newer one. It's more expensive. It's better. But these are decent options. Now, honestly, this isn't something that you need to drop a ton of money on. If you already have the, you know, a webcam on your computer, that's probably going to be good enough for what you need for this. But I wanted to give recommendations in case anybody doesn't have a webcam. The PC camera isn't enough. So no, to that point. So what I'm saying is that, that yes, the camera that you have on your computer is most likely good enough. I'm giving webcam recommendations specifically for those who maybe their desktop doesn't have a webcam, or they don't have a device where they could share their screen easily and have a webcam. So if you need a webcam in order to be able to be seen, then these are some recommendations for that. And then somebody asked me what software did I use to create the graph you're presenting? So this, again, this is called MindNode. All right. Cool. And continuing on. So microphone, key ideas for microphone. The best thing that you need, what you really need when it comes to doing one of these things well, is you want to make sure that your microphone is as close to the source of audio as possible. Okay. So right now I am just using a simple pair of earbuds. I do have, I have better mics. I have different mics. I personally find the convenience and setup of this to work well. And it gives me a clear audio signal that works well. You can get better audio, but you don't really need to. So this is generally good enough. Just get some earbuds that have the microphone on it. That's probably going to, get you nine out of 10 of the way there. The other thing is like clear audio is one of the most important things when it comes to doing these kinds of things. You can have lower quality video. You can have, problems on that way. But if you have clear audio, then people can hear you. And that's the most important thing. Recommendations for microphone, again, earbuds with a mic, AirPods work pretty well too. If you do use AirPods, then I recommend that you only use one at a time and you switch them out in case your conversations go long. So that one of them's always charging. And then if you're looking for something that is like, say you're looking to do this where you want to be producing more content and have a little bit more of a professional feel, then you could also look into a USB microphone. This is one that I would recommend. It's the ATR 2100. What's cool about it is that it works really well, even if you're in kind of a noisy environment. So if you can't get like perfect studio quality set up with like foam on the walls and all that, it works really well for that. So that's a good one to check out there. The other thing that I forgot to mention on this front, and I don't think I have this in my slides anywhere, in terms of lighting, a couple of really quick tips for you guys to make sure that like the video looks good. You want to have some lights in front of you. I've got a light right over here. There we go, right over there, in to my front left, and it's at least making it so you guys could see me. Having another light over here would be decent too, because you can see my face is kind of shadowed over here, but it's not that big of a deal. And then I've also got a window over here. Key things to avoid when it comes to lighting is don't put the camera set up so that you have a window directly behind you. That's going to have the sun, overexposing your video, and it makes it so that you're really hard to see and it doesn't look good. So try and not have too much light going on behind you so that you can be clearly seen. Lighting doesn't have to be super, super complicated. You just basically want to make sure that you're being seen. All right, cool. Moving on from that, guys, and I'm going to be flowing through this stuff fairly quick. So if you guys have questions, feel free to drop them in, but it might be a little bit like consuming from a fire hose. So just bear with me on that. Okay. So remote home showings and virtual tours. Here's some tools that you guys can be checking out on that front. So in terms of 3D virtual tours, so basically here's the idea, right? More people are going to be, if they're going to be looking for homes, they're going to want to be able to see as much as possible before actually having to leave the house. And you potentially want them to be able to see as much as possible before having to leave the house. So here's some ideas and tools and technology that you can use to do that. So Matterport is like the gold standard when it comes to 3D virtual tours. It is also somewhat expensive. In terms of how you make that happen, right now is probably not the time to invest in the hardware yourself. So what I would recommend that you do is you look in your area by searching for Matterport plus your local area, and that will likely help you find local photographers, videographers, drone pilots, that kind of thing, who are set up with Matterport and already know how to use it, that can potentially take photos for you. Now, again, that may not be possible right now, right? Like, so a lot of this stuff, right? Like, we need to have enough ideas on this front that we can adapt, because it may go away that you could even get that done. Who knows, right? But in the meantime, that still works. Another thing that you could do that's going to be a little bit cheaper. There's another 3D virtual tour software called Cupix. There's a tutorial here. This YouTube link teaches you how to go through and do it. Shows you some of the hardware that you can use in order to actually take the 3D pictures. And then the software for hosting those 3D virtual tours is at Cupix.com. And anyway, that YouTube video walks you through exactly like how you could do it. So what's cool about that is that if you need to bring your costs down, if you need to, not pay somebody else to do it, and the cost of having somebody else do it can vary. I mean, it could be $250 a listing. It could go up depending on the size of the listing. But if you do it yourself, you could potentially save some of that money. It may not be as good, but hey, if we're in a shifting market, sometimes you got to adapt what you're doing, to make the cost make sense. Right. So with this one, you get the hardware, you could upload the pictures, and it does produce a very similar result to the Matterport 3D tours, where it gives you a floor plan. It gives you, a 3D model that you can, walk people through. Those kinds of ideas, and could be an option for you to do it cheaper or DIY it. And that tutorial video is there. It's Cupix, Cupix is the answer. Lisa, are charged 10 cents a square foot. They're cool though. Yeah. And so the cost will vary. You're really going to have to look, research this locally to see what's going to be the best option for you. Another option that is available, this one is not nearly as good as the other options that I shared, but it might be the cheapest way for you to go. And it's called iStaging. So iStaging will actually let you use your own phone. I forget which phones it works with, but you get like a little hardware package, and then it uses your phone to take the 3D photos that you could set up your own 3D virtual tour using your phone. So it works. It's definitely not bad. But comparatively, the other options give you more of an immersive feel, give you more of the things like the floor plan and how they allow you to like walk through the listings and stuff. So, those are some of my recommendations in terms of the technology, in both a, having somebody else do it for you, as well as a, DIY sort of approach for 3D virtual tours. Another thing that you guys can be looking at in terms of tools for doing virtual showings, whether it's for your own listings or if you need to go out and show homes to somebody who has to stay home. So these are some tools for that. So Zillow Premier Agent has a tool within Zillow that makes it fairly simple for you to put together a quick video walkthrough of a property where it'll cut it together and upload it. I know everybody's iffy about Zillow. The reality is that a lot of people are going to be looking there. It could be a good place, if you want a tool that's going to be easy to do. Another one, I have not used this one personally. I was trying to find another option because I know how resistant people are to Zillow, and I understand it. But so I was looking at this one, homesgo.com. is a platform that will allow you to shoot a video yourself, and you can kind of tag the rooms in the home, so that somebody could actually like click through the video fairly easily to get to the point where they're seeing the things that they want to see. So as opposed to just being, you know, one video that they have to watch all the way through, kind of lets them go to different places. It's not amazing, but it might be a good option in the current circumstances. Another one that you could do, so like the Homes Go one would be more if you have like a listing that you want lots of people to see the video on. If you just need to show properties to like a buyer client that you're working with, what you could actually do is you could use an application called Marco Polo. And I think I have the link to this somewhere else as well. It's like marcopolo.me. If somebody could drop that into the chat, if that's correct, then that would be helpful to folks, I think. But essentially what Marco Polo is it's asynchronous video chat. So what that means is that you don't have to be live on video with the other person. You can record a quick video of yourself, and it kind of puts it together in a timeline chain. So as a, for instance, you could send somebody a bunch of these, you know, Marco Polos where you're saying like, hey, I'm in this room right now. Here's what it looks like. Here's a feature I'd like to point out to you, et cetera. And you can go room by room and literally show somebody a property using Marco Polo. So what's cool is Marco Polo is free. I mean, what it's designed for is it's designed for people to, you know, have a platform to just do video chat with each other in an asynchronous environment. So that's what that's for. And then let's talk about, I think I covered all of those, right? Yeah, it looks like it. Okay. Let's talk about sharing updates with clients and prospects remotely. So some tools that you guys can use for that. One of my favorites is called Loom, loom.com. You can download it as a standalone application. It also works as an extension in Chrome. And what it lets you do is it basically the same way that you guys see me doing this right now. It lets you record a video similarly. So you could share your screen, you can have your face up on the on screen at the same time. And it very simply, very quickly, and very intuitively lets you record videos like that and then send them to somebody. And because of how like they upload and stuff like that, it's a very quick process. It works really well. So if you ever need to like, if you wanted to, you know, say review a few properties for somebody, or if you wanted to review, a CMA, but like they weren't able to hop on the phone with you, you could record a video using something like Loom and say, you know, here's what's going on. They could see your face. They could see that you're actually there. You could walk them through the information, send it to them. And then it makes it really easy for you to do it. And then one of the other cool things is that you can even track using Loom. You could track when somebody has watched it, all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of cool stuff there. Loom has both free and paid levels. The free level will probably do what most of you guys need it to. The paid level allows you to adjust a few things and record more stuff, but the free level gives you like 100 videos or something that you can record at a time. So it should cover most of your needs. I used it a ton, and it took me a while before I needed to get out of the free version. So yeah, here's Marco Polo. I mentioned the, are you sending the recording of this call? Yes. Not just attendees, anybody registered will get a recording of this call. So Marco Polo, I talked about the ideas for that in terms of what it is as a platform. So in terms of these tools, you can use these tools to show homes. You can review market updates, reports, you can give client updates. Really, these are, if it's the kind of thing that you might normally send in an email, you might use a Loom video or something similar in order to give them a more personal update. Because the name of the game when it comes to remote is trying to as much as possible bring in the elements that remind them who you are, right? Being able to connect with somebody personally. It's some of the subconscious sort of ideas where if you might normally just send an email, if you send it as a Loom instead, now they're not only getting the information, but they're seeing your face, they're hearing your voice, and they have it visually displayed as well. So that's kind of the idea in terms of what you guys can be doing here. So again, gave you guys some tools in terms of showing homes remotely, gave you guys some tools in terms of like giving people updates after the fact. If you guys have any questions on any of that, feel free to let me know, but I'm gonna go ahead and dive into the next section at this point. All right, let's go ahead and yes, everybody will get a copy of the recording and the video. This is being recorded. It will go out to everybody who's on here. Prospecting/lead conversion. So these are gonna be tools that are specifically in the prospecting vein. So in the
what I would call hand-to-hand combat, where you're proactively going out and doing things in order to generate business, as opposed to paying for, paying for messages to be amplified, ads, that kind of stuff, in order to try and get people to come to you. So tools for this. One of my favorites is called Bonjoro. Bonjoro.com is where you can find out about it. What it lets you do is it lets you send a video email to folks who have like come into your world. So if you generate a lead and you want to, you want, instead of just responding via email, but you want to respond, by actually being able to say, hey, thanks for signing up for this thing. I'm getting that information to you. You can find it here. It makes it really easy to do that. You could set it up and be automated so that you are triggered right from your phone that you get a notification when you're supposed to send them. They're designed to be like a really quick sort of send off where you can send them up to people who have triggered something to have happen, but you can also at any point pop in and drop in an email and send somebody a Bonjoro as well. I'm mentioning that one first because they do have a free plan that'll likely do most of what you need in terms of just getting started with video email. Another platform that I really like is called Dubb, D-U-B-B.com. That one also lets you send and track video emails. It's very specifically designed as a sales tool. So it's designed for you to be able to do the kinds of things like I was describing in Loom. But there's a little bit more customizability where you could track a little bit better. There's more integration with calls to action. Dubb and Loom are actually very similar. But Dubb is really, it's focused on sales rather than just sharing a video. So Dubb would be one that I would check out. BombBomb is another one. BombBomb is also very similar to Dubb. BombBomb is honestly probably one of the best ones when it comes to the real estate world. I wanted to give you guys a range of options because again, as we're going into a shifting market, you might have to look at what the best use of your finances are and where it makes the most sense to adjust. So I want to give you a little bit of a range so that you have tools that no matter what your budget is, you have something that can work for you. BombBomb is awesome. It's similar to Dubb. It allows you to do one-to-one emails as well as one-to-many in terms of video emails. It's easy to use from your phone. It's a cool software. I think right now you could get access to it for like $30 a month for the baseline level. Continuing on. Okay, strategies. So one of the strategies that I want to talk to you about in terms of prospecting lead conversion. Now, here's the reality, right? Most of the strategies that you guys are already using are still going to work, right? Like if you're getting on the phone and calling people, your messaging might need to change and what you're talking about might need to change. So I'm not going to try and cover everything that you guys could be doing to do prospecting. But I want to give you some ideas of how you can adapt some things into a more of a digital environment. One of the things that you could start looking at doing that's especially worthwhile in terms of a free thing that you can do is what I call social prospecting. This framework here actually comes from, I'm forgetting his name. It'll probably come to me. Hank Avink. I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but his name's Hank. Anyway, he's got a program called 36 to Life, and one of the things that he talks about is this concept of doing a 6C database management. But basically the idea is that you're trying to use social media where you get out and you make 50 connections, and a connection is simply something like liking a post, right? So it's you interacting with somebody else in your Facebook or in your Instagram world. You want to make 20 contacts is the next one. So of the 50, you want to make 20, where maybe you drop a meaningful comment, I believe is how he structures this. And then from those, you want to make 5 conversations. So this is where maybe you go deeper than the comments, or it's a longer comment chain. You go into the direct messages. You actually have a conversation with somebody. And then from those 5 conversations, you want to have 1 powerful conversation a day. And by doing this, you can actually leverage your network in a way in order to stay in communication and be prospecting just into your database, into the people that you've connected with on social media. You can grow your network by being active and interactive in places where your market is likely to hang out. So places like local buy and sell groups, interacting in the comments of like your local newspaper, that kind of thing, where people who are likely in your target market are interacting, you can connect with them. And once you've connected with them, potentially send them a friend request to be able to continue to communicate with them. The other thing that's worth mentioning in here. So I don't remember if Instagram has video messages or not, but Facebook definitely does. So Facebook Messenger, you could do video messages. Instagram and Facebook Messenger, you could do audio messages. So you can use some of the same things that we're talking about, where maybe don't just send a text message through Facebook Messenger, maybe hop on video real quick and share your thoughts, you know, really quick, so that people can see that person, you know, that personal connection, and be able to connect with you more on that front. In terms of another strategy that you guys could be using, I would kind of call this prospecting. But Frank from getviral.com recently shared a blog article where he had some what I believe is fairly solid wording that you guys can be sending out to your database in terms of how you can be communicating about real estate in amongst the coronavirus. I'm not going to go through the whole thing here. The link is in here. If you guys have any questions on it, feel free to reach out to me or reach out to, you know, to Frank. But yeah, this will be available. I will be sharing this with all of you. So you will have that link, in order to get access to that. All right, let's talk about marketing. So the difference to me between marketing and prospecting is that marketing is you putting a message out that gets somebody to come to you. Prospecting is you going out to find the people. So in terms of marketing methods that you guys can be, adapting. So one of the big tools, is Facebook Live. So Facebook Live is fantastic as a tool. It allows you to get on, talk about something, stay in front of your market, and get that personal interaction with them. In terms of tools, you can literally, straight from your phone, straight from your computer, you can just use the native app and hop on, and there's not necessarily much of a reason why you need to go outside of that. If you want to adapt that a little bit more, if you want to be able to bring on guests to your Facebook Live more readily, if you want to be able to brand it, show your name, maybe change the background, do things like that, then some of these other tools might be useful for you. One of them that I like is called B.Live. This is a tool that allows you to integrate with Facebook in order to, it still patches through. Everybody else looks at it like a normal Facebook Live, but it allows you to like bring on guests. You can see the comments while you're doing it. It's a cool tool. StreamYard is very similar. Both of these are cool tools. I think StreamYard has a free level. I don't know if VLive still does. Neither of them are super duper expensive. But again, for most of you, unless you're looking at doing more content generation where you're like needing to bring other people in, then you may not need to use either of those tools. Just the standard Facebook Live sort of setup will be solid for you. In terms of strategies for what you could be doing on Facebook Live, you can interview local businesses about how they're supporting the community and find out their story, right? So use it as a way to connect people to the businesses in your community. Tell their story, tell them what's going on. Tell them things like, here's how they're adapting, to these scenarios. Here's the ways that they're helping the community. By doing that, you can surface good stories, positive stories to your community that are going to be really relevant and local. So you could direct people to useful tools and information while they're sheltered in place, right? So you could be using Facebook Live as a way to point out news that might be relevant, that people might be missing, or maybe pointing people to resources and driving attention. And don't, like, how to describe this? Don't downplay the effectiveness that it can be of you sharing information, right? Like very often, some of this stuff will spread naturally, but some of this stuff doesn't, right? Like information about where kids can be getting their meals if they're used to getting fed at school now that school's closed. Not everybody's hearing that information, and it could take you sharing it to get it connected to the right person, right? So not only for sake of like your business and getting out there, but just for sake of helping the people in your community, take this time to step up. Get rid of your fear of getting on camera and start using it as a tool in order to show leadership and connect and help your community. You can also, use Facebook Live as a way to keep up to date, on local news that may be impacting them and how to navigate those changes. I don't recommend that you need to like be the source of news. But if you have an idea about how somebody can adapt or how somebody can be doing something, then using Facebook Live as a way to hop on and share your ideas, share your paths forward, share your leadership can be a fantastic way to be using it as a strategy to stay in front of your community. Continuing on, some more strategies. So let's go ahead and talk about virtual open houses. So I don't have a ton of notes on this. There's not a ton that you guys need to do or adapt to this, but keep it in mind, right? Like all of the same stuff that you might do with a normal open house, you can, if you're able to go to the open house, you could still potentially promote a virtual open house, right? So you set up an event page on Facebook, you set up the details of the property, you specify that it's a virtual open house that people don't need to come to. And then what you do is you go live on Facebook and you use that as an opportunity to take questions, to show people around the house. You can use Facebook ads to drive traffic to something like that, or you can just send emails to your database that you're going to be holding a virtual open house where people can come on, ask you questions about that home or maybe other homes that are on the market. So you can use it as an opportunity to get more exposure. Something like that can be a fantastic idea right now while people are not leaving their homes, right? So that you can reach the people who are sitting at home ready to consume content like that, right? So it could be a great opportunity in order to leverage it. All of the same stuff that you might do to promote a normal open house, you can do to promote that kind of open house. The biggest difference is that you would potentially run it as like a Facebook Live. If you were going to share it, you might share it as a share a link to your Facebook page or invite people in your Facebook profile. But I wanted to put it out there as an idea. At some point, I'm probably going to go step by step and actually show people how to do that. So that they can have more of a tactical way to do that. So if you're on this webinar, that means that, I have your email address and I'll probably be following up with you guys about future trainings and stuff like that. So I can, share that walkthrough when I get that put together. In terms of in-person open houses. So I don't, some places are still doing these, other places are not. Really, this is just the name of the game right now is about doing your best to implement the ideas that are being mentioned. Right. So, making sure to implement social distancing, keeping a limit of how many people actually come into the open house at one time. The distances that people are keeping from each other, not shaking hands, but just, greeting people with your mouth, saying hi. Right. Limiting the number of people in the open house at one time. Another thing that I've seen as a recommendation is potentially requiring a pre-approval before letting folks come through an open house, so that you're limiting the number of people who actually come to just the ones who are most qualified, just that there's less potential for exposure. And the only people that are coming together are the ones that, stand a good chance to actually do something about it. Right. You can mention that instead of having paper flyers and things that you're going to pass out and everybody puts their hands on, you could say that you're going to email or text information rather than having physical copies. Okay. You want to make sure that you're doing things like cleaning before and after, and possibly during the open house, making sure to sanitize the high touch points. Another way that you can minimize risks of exposure, you can make sure that doors are open, lights are turned on, and potentially have a sign that indicates, "We're leaving the doors open and the lights turned on. Please do not touch the doors or the lights in order for us to prevent the spread of this virus," right? Like that, you can put a sign up that indicates that for people so they know not to touch things. So you're minimizing the amount of touching that happens. Have hand sanitizer on hand. Make sure that people are using it before they go through the open house. Potentially have gloves yourself so that when you're doing it, you're not exposing yourself, or you can remove those gloves after the fact, things like that. Another thing is, I would stop having people sign in, at least not doing it themselves, right? Instead of having them sign in, maybe you have the app pulled up or you have the paper pulled up, you take the notes, you write it down, so that you're the only person touching it. And you don't have a bunch of people touching, either touching a screen or touching the pen or touching the sign-in sheet. Another thing that you guys could potentially use is what I would call a text to sign in. So there's a tool that I really like. It's called Textiful, Textiful. What it lets you do is it's one of those things where you can say, text open house to 22222, right? And then what it'll do is it'll reply to them. It'll ask them for their email. You can have it ask them for a bunch of different questions. So you can actually, instead of them having to touch something of yours from their own phone, from their own device, they could actually sign in that way as well. So that's an idea for you in terms of what you could potentially do for an in-person open house. Now, in terms of whether or not that's a good idea, I really don't know at this point, right? Like, I think we're all having to make those decisions and trying to judge what the best ideas are. But if you're going to do it, I definitely recommend that you make sure that you're taking precautions, both for yourself and for your clients and for the potential buyers that are coming through. In terms of open houses, me personally, me mentally, I would not be necessarily urging your clients to do an open house. That for me personally, that's the case. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on TV, but I have heard people talking about there is some potential liability issues. If somebody feels pressured into doing something and either they get sick or it exposes somebody, and that's not necessarily the kind of risk that you want to take. So me personally, I probably wouldn't be doing open houses. I'd be doing virtual open houses instead. But if you're going to, make sure you're implementing the best practices possible. Because again, I mean, I know we all got to try and keep our businesses afloat. So I understand trying to navigate the best way to make those decisions. Okay. So another, I think you guys will enjoy this one. So I know a lot of people like to do things like VIP events where they go in and like go to a movie theater and watch a movie together. Well, you can actually do something similar remotely completely for free. Well, as long as you have Netflix and the other people who are watching have Netflix. Right here, if you go to netflixparty.com, this is an application that you can, I believe it installs a Chrome extension. But what it lets you do is you could set up a party where you can watch something on Netflix and invite other people to it. And it keeps the video in sync so that everybody's watching the same thing at the same time. And there's even like a comment chain that goes next to it, like a chat feed next to it. So you can invite people to your virtual movie screening, and everybody watches the same thing together. You can chat, you can hang out. This is more of like a way of adapting that kind of event into a virtual environment. So that's netflixparty.com. And other things that you could do. You could potentially like order people popcorn or candy or that kind of thing, so that that they can in their own house be able to participate in your party in that way. So there you go. That's that idea there. Netflixparty.com. Fairly simple to set up. Could be a way for you to, do a community event in a time where it's harder to do that. And again, some of those things are important, right? Like keeping community going, making sure that that you have ways to connect with people. It's going to be important right now. So I think these types of marketing methods are still going to be very important. They're going to be a great way for you to have fun while still, doing marketing, still keeping up with your community, staying front and center. Okay. Let me see. I got a question coming in. It will be forbidden to host open house. Yeah, I think you're right. I think in some places and many places, that choice is going to be made for people. I'm not sure where all and when that'll happen, but yeah, I think that choice may be made for people. Marcia says, I have to leave early, but want to confirm we get a copy of this to watch later. And then you love the Netflix party idea. Awesome. Yes. And yes, you will get a copy of this to watch later. Be watching your emails, especially, and then otherwise you can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. I will be dropping links, to this. And actually you should be able to watch the replay of this right from Facebook, but I will be, dropping a link where you can watch the Zoom version of this recording. All right. Continuing on, we are nearing the end, guys, of some of these tools and ideas. So working with a team/company, in terms of communication. So right now, as everybody is remote, if you're not used to doing that, it things adapt and change when you need to bring communication into a remote environment. One of the big things that happens is when you don't have that normal face-to-face interaction, you're not meeting each other at the water cooler, you're not seeing each other in the break room or the office. You have to have, places where you can come together as a team, as a company, in order to communicate consistently. There's lots of different ways to do this. One of my favorites is a platform called Slack. For most people, you can do what you need to with Slack completely for free, unless their pricing has changed. Somebody feel free to correct me in the chat if that's the case. But Slack, what it is, it's basically like a chat room for your company, right? So you invite the people into it. They get it set up. They can do it on their phone. They can do it on their computer. There's apps for the iPad. But what it lets you to do is it lets you to have like a company chat room where you can even have specific rooms for specific topics, specific groups. You can have closed rooms. You can have direct one-to-one communication. And so what's nice about that is that you have a place for company communication where people can interact, not only to get their questions answered and interact on that front, but also to keep up the elements of like those personal relationships. Have a Slack channel where you have a place where people can share jokes and share funny things and people can interact and have that, that more social environment. That's part of how you can keep, a company culture, a team culture alive, in a time where people are not able to interact as much. Yep. So, okay. So Joanne mentions that, yeah, they still have a free version. It only saves the last 10,000 messages. And she says that they use it daily as well. So yeah, it is a fantastic program. I've used it for years now, in terms of keeping up with communication with my company. Another thing that you could check into is facebook.com/workplace. So Facebook Workplace, I know not a lot of people are using that. They have free and paid versions of it. It's basically like a Facebook group for your company. The biggest difference between Facebook Workplace and Facebook Groups is that because it's a paid environment, you might have a little bit more control over who all is seeing, you know, seeing the content. So as a good alternative, if you set up a Facebook group for your company, Facebook groups are awesome as well, but you can't guarantee that everybody in that group sees those messages. Facebook's algorithm determines like who gets notifications and who sees, you know, the group messages in their feed. So by using a Facebook group, you don't, you know, you might not have everybody see everything that they need to see, if that makes sense. So it can be a good option. I would personally prefer Slack for like just the, just like the day-to-day communication. Facebook groups are really good if you have things that are more, how to describe that? Like if you have resources that you want to share, if you have timely updates where it kind of makes sense to have an easy place to find it. Because again, if you go with a free version of Slack, those messages go away and disappear. With Facebook groups, they don't go away and don't disappear. So often a combination of those tools can be really useful for people. Oh, thank you. So yeah, it's sisu.co. Not sisu.com. Thank you. Let me go ahead and drop that in to this. And feel free, Shane, if you want to, anytime you see anything like that, feel free to drop it into the chat for everybody as well. I'll get that updated in here. So when it shares out, it's correct. Okay, cool. So yeah, so that's in terms of communication. Another thing that you guys want to be paying attention to is If you're not already doing a fair bit of tracking of seeing what you're doing, what, you know, what amount of leads are coming in, what amount of phone calls are being generated, what amount of those phone calls are converting to appointments, that kind of tracking, I think, is going to become incredibly more important right now, as people are going into these remote environments. And even outside of that, just in a shifting market period, really knowing your numbers and being really clear on that. One of my favorite tools for that is Sisu. It gives you a really great way to be able to automate a lot of the process where you can integrate with your CRM so that the actions that you're doing already are getting logged effectively. Anyway, I would definitely check it out, sisu.co, in order to go and find out more about that. It's especially important too, if you're working with a team, being able to see what your agents are doing, what your team is doing, what work is happening. Because again, you're going to have less of that in-person communication, less of that office interaction. So having a place where you can kind of see more centralized what's going on in the business can be really useful. And Sisu's awesome for that. I got a question that came in. What is your Facebook group page? It is, if you go on Facebook and just search for Real Estate Growth Hackers, you should see the free community there. But I believe it's facebook.com/groups/REGH community, I believe is the right link for it. I do have the link in here, in this mind map, in one of these things in here. I think it's in the dial in your message section. For project management, like everybody has their own tools that they really like for this. It's just one that I'm going to throw out there. If you're not already familiar with it, check out Trello. It's awesome. You can generally do everything that you need to with it for free. So check it out. What it does is, if you're familiar with the concept of a doing done board or a Kanban board, it basically makes it easy for you to almost have like digital post-it notes where you're sort of tracking what's in progress. You can take notes on it. It's really cool. I recommend checking it out. If you're looking for something, it's just sort of to track what you need to get done, what projects you have in play, that kind of thing. So Trello, you can invite people on your team to it. It's a fantastic thing. Let's see, continuing on. Okay, so yeah, that's some of the ideas with working with a team/company. Again, one of the things that I really want to emphasize though, even aside from the tools, it is very important to put effort into maintaining a culture, maintaining a community in times where you've gone remote, because that stuff can really quickly slide if you don't put some level of action there. People are kind of on their own, sort of figuring life out on their own. Again, and another thing, if using something like Zoom, if you have a team or a company, if you get the paid level of that, then being able to meet with those people, still have the, you know, the one-on-one interaction, even if it's through a screen, it can be a fantastic way to make sure that you're keeping up with communication there too. So that's another way that you could use Zoom. For awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, yep. Got that updated. Claudia said that they use Sisu and they love it. Awesome, Claudia. Glad to hear it. I am a big fan of the Sisu as well. Okay, cool. So office and admin stuff. Now this is an area where I'm less versed. This is more of the things that I use. There may be better options in the real estate world. So feel free. I'm just going to share a couple of my ideas real quick here. So if you need to like scan documents, business cards, and more, one of my favorite apps for the iPhone is called Scannable. Makes it really easy. You can set a piece of paper down on your desk, hold your phone over it with Scannable, and it automatically figures out where the piece of paper is and can let you turn it into a PDF and whatnot. Really easy, really simple. I love it. So if like you need to put a signature on something really easily and then get that into a digital environment quickly, Scannable is awesome for that. An option that's available for Android is Cam Scanner. I have never used it. I don't have Android phones, but I wanted to look up an option in case you didn't have an iPhone. Scannable is only for the iPhone. Scannable is put out by Evernote, so it also integrates with an Evernote account as well. You don't have to have an Evernote account, but it, because it's put out by Evernote, it integrates really well with it. All right, in terms of signatures, so if you need to get signatures remotely, a lot of you guys are probably already doing this by this point. If you're not, now might be the time to learn. So DocuSign, HelloSign, these are a couple of tools that let you send out contracts, paperwork, and then get signatures back on them. These are legally binding signatures. You might need to check to make sure what all can be DocuSigned versus what might need a wet signature. I'm not sure these days what those specifics are. That's not my field when it comes to this stuff. I just want to share these tools. And then again, in terms of tracking, let me get the right link on here again. So yeah, you guys need to see what's working. So this is going to be whether or not you're working on a team. Make sure that you're tracking your numbers, paying attention to the leads that are coming in, paying attention to the effort you're expending, right? How many, you know, whatever activities you need to be doing in your business to have success, you want to track them. So you could actually see if you're doing them and what your numbers look like in order to most accurately, keep abreast of what's working or not, right? And in a shifting market, knowing what's working, knowing what's not is more important than ever. And there we go. I think that covers everything that I wanted to cover in terms of the content itself. I managed to get through all of that in an hour, which is surprising to me. So right now I am happily available to stick around for some Q&A. If anybody has any questions, there we go. If anybody has any questions, if anybody has anything else that they need to answer some of the questions that have come up already, yes, there will be a recording of this and I will send that out to people. You can also get it at facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. Awesome. Looks like we've got some people who joined the group. Cool. Spell out the name of the presentation app. Yeah. So I can type an answer right here. So I used two. So this one that you're seeing right here, the one with the little doggy in it, that one's called beautiful.ai. Beautiful.ai. And then I'm also the mind map that I was using is called Mind Node. So I just sent that in. There you go. You should see that in the Q&A. So, and then in the chat, EAUTIFUL.AI and Mind Node. There you go. Any other questions? Got a thank you. You are very welcome, Claudia. I hope that is helpful for you. All right. Awesome. I see a lot of people are popping out at this point, which is fine. I am done on my end. I will stick around for a little bit longer in order to answer your guys' questions. I appreciate everybody coming out on this. I think right now, you know, our community, our industry really needs to come together to share what's working, share what's going on, so that we can all grow from this. Hopefully, my experience in kind of this remote digital environment helps you guys. I'm more than happy to be available for questions, not only now, but also, down the road. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at support@realestategrowthhackers.com. I'm personally still striving to adapt and adjust like where my business fits into all of this. Cause I really want to be there for you. I want to help, but I know a lot of you guys are going to be struggling too. So we all gotta kind of get through this together, I think. So hopefully this was useful. Okay. So let me see. I've seen a lot of thank yous. Awesome. I'm glad you guys found it useful. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Sisu is accurate. Thanks. Okay, cool. Sisu.co. Yep. Okay. So Jenna says that she's interested in more information on Facebook Lives. Awesome. Yeah, guys, be paying attention to your emails. This type of content is likely going to be a lot of my focus in the coming weeks and months, depending on how long we're in this reality of like this remote working environment. So as I get, get more time and more opportunity to dive into specifics, I'm going to be putting out more information about this kind of stuff. So watch your emails, watch our Facebook page, get into the Facebook group. I'm going to be trying to put out more information about this stuff. Does the Facebook Live go to your page following the live? So the Facebook Live, if I set it up right, and I'll have to double check that, but it should actually be there right now. It should, like, people should be able to be watching right this second, actually. And then as soon as this is done, it just turns into a video rather than being live. Frank says, that was awesome. Thanks for sharing your knowledge. You're very welcome, Frank. Joanne says it is live. Okay, cool. So yeah, it's live on the page right now. Holly says, thanks very much. I was able to share lots of tips on Facebook Workplace with our team throughout your presentation. Awesome. I'm glad, Holly. Awesome. Lisa says, thank you. You're welcome, Lisa. All right. I got that one answered. Cool. Any other questions for me? I'll go ahead and hang out here until I kind of get an all clear from most people. You're very welcome, Whitney. I hope it was helpful for you. And Marco, thank you for coming on. I hope things turn around in Italy, especially. I'm not sure how many people on here are spiritual people. I am. I will be, I have been and will continue to be praying for you guys. Helen, you're welcome. You're welcome. Glad to be able to help. All right, cool. Looks like most people seem to be fairly done with questions. I still have a few attendees in here. Might just be people kind of hanging out, seeing if there's other questions. Yep, people are starting to drop off, which is fine. You're welcome, Andrea. You're welcome. Glad to be able to help. Yep, I'm just sticking around for now, waiting for questions. So if you guys don't have any more questions, feel free to hop off. I'll give it another 4 minutes, unless I see more questions coming down. I'm more than happy to stick around as long as I need to for now to answer questions. But for now, if I don't see another question come through in the next 4 minutes or so, we'll probably call it there. All right. Awesome. Awesome. Actually, while I'm waiting for questions to come out, let me go ahead, make good use of my time. And I will go ahead and get this mind map ready to share with all of you. All right. So yeah, this mind map will be available in a way where you guys can actually view it from the browser, which is very nice and very useful. We go ahead and copy that link. There you go. There's the link for that. I'm going to be dropping that onto the Facebook page as well. Still trying to figure out how to exit. So Chet, what you want to do is in the Zoom window, there's either a leave meeting or an end call sort of option there. All right, cool. It's looking like we got no more questions right now. So I am going to go ahead and pop out. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Really appreciate having you all on here. I hope this was helpful. If you guys have any questions after this, feel free to reach out to me, support@realestategrowthhackers.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/realestategrowthhackers. Also, check out our Facebook community. If you do a search for Real Estate Growth Hackers on Facebook, you should find the Facebook group there. But it's facebook.com/groups/REGH community, and that should get you there. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for coming on, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.